Merry Christmas, everyone. It's a great joy each year, as we know, to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And we never really get tired of celebrating this feast day. Sometimes we can get worn out by preparing to celebrate this day, but we never grow weary of celebrating the central mystery of this great feast of Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ the Lord, the Son of God and the Son of the Virgin Mary. In one of the great prayers of the Church, the Rosary, the birth of Jesus is referred to as a joyful mystery and something that is a cause of great joy. In fact, the angel of God appeared to the shepherds and proclaimed that the birth of Jesus was a great joy which shall be for all the people. And we have to think about this because the first Christmas was not an easy situation. Imagine what it must have been like for St. Joseph. St. Joseph was a carpenter. He was a tough man and a strong man, and he knew that he could provide for people. He could build a house and take care of a family, but here he is now homeless, and his wife is about to give birth to this newborn son, Jesus. And he must have been very frustrated at the situation. He could have built a house, but here he is stuck in a manger. And he has to provide for this family. It seems that it would not have been a joyful situation because of the circumstances. But the angel of God declared that this is a joy, that the birth of Christ is full of joy. And therefore, it had to have been, because the angel of the Lord always speaks the truth. And so for Christmas to be a joy for St. Joseph, for Our Lady, and for all those who came to the manger to adore Christ, there has to be something deeper to the mystery of Christmas. There has to be a cause of the joy that's far deeper than just all the circumstances around them being the way they would want them to be. The joy for them comes not from their circumstances, because they're difficult. It comes from Jesus himself, because of who he is. Now, this joy of Christmas is not just for a few people, but it's for all the people. It's for us, it's for you. And the thing about Jesus is he is the Son of God. He's one with God the Father. And so everything about him has eternal value. So when we celebrate his birth, we're not just recalling something from the past, but it's a present tense reality. It's real for us right now. It truly is. And we just have to enter into it. When we celebrate Christmas each year is different than the year before. And every one of us has our share of difficulties. And perhaps this Christmas could be more difficult than previous ones. We might be in some situation of poverty, might be in some situation of great hardship. We might be in a work situation that's really challenging for us, and maybe we're enduring the loss of a loved one that we have needed and depended upon, and maybe we're sick, or all manner of sufferings that can come our way. And when we come to Christmas, it's almost as if we wonder, where is this joy? Is it only something that's relegated to my youth, or is it real now? Well, the angel of God proclaim that the birth of Christ is a joy for all the people. And so it's a joy for you. You have to be like St. Joseph and like Our Lady, the Virgin Mary, and look deeper for this joy. This joy we seek is not from our circumstances, ultimately. Ultimately, it's from Jesus. It's from this Jesus who is the Son of the Father. And the reason why he's the source of our joy is because he comes to save us. He comes to save us from our sins, and he comes to make all things new. Probably one of the greatest hardships that people can feel is they can feel alone in their life's journey. They can feel sometimes like they're not understood, or that their life is isolated from everyone and everything else in the world. But God sends his Son Jesus. Our Father sends his Son Jesus, and his name is Emmanuel, which means God with us, which means because of Jesus, we're not alone. if we have Him, we're not alone. And look at what happens at Christmas. We have Our Lady and Saint Joseph there. We have the angels of heaven. Eventually we have the shepherds. We have the wise men from the east. All these kinds of people come to encounter Christ and to know Him, to love Him, to worship Him. And what's happening is in Jesus, God is bringing people together in new friendships, new relationships of grace. And therefore, when we follow Christ, we're part of this great family. And we're still, even more so, never alone. Sometimes people will say to me, Father, I believe in God, but I don't think He loves me. And I tell them, look to the manger. Look to that little baby and see His arms open. Some of the infant Christ childs that we have on display in churches, in our homes, has Jesus with His arms open. It's like He's saying, I love you this much. Or I tell them, look to the cross. His arms are this wide. He loves you this much. He loves us infinitely. The presence of Christ, born of the Virgin Mary, is for us a clear sign that God loves us, that God loves you. And that is another cause of joy, to know that no matter what has gone on in your life, God loves you. He loves you so much. He's your Heavenly Father, and He's with you. You're not alone. And so, as we celebrate Christmas, we want to experience this true joy, the joy that was proclaimed by the angel of God, that was experienced by Saint Joseph and Our Lady, the joy that was felt in the hearts of all the people down through the ages, the saints who have devoted themselves to the Lord Jesus. No matter what our circumstance in life is right now, there is joy, and it's for you. It's a living reality. It's for you. All you have to do is accept it. Christmas calls us to renew our devotion to the Lord Jesus Christ. In this way, we open our hearts to this joy of Christmas. We renew our devotion to Christ by prayer, by receiving the sacraments, especially the Eucharist and confession, by obedience to the teachings of Jesus, and by trust in Him with all our hearts. Dear brothers and sisters, Christmas teaches us where to find happiness. In the midst of all of our present circumstances, as good or as hard as they can be, we find our joy in Jesus. And this joy is real. If you want joy, peace, light, love, and life in your life, then follow Christ. Accept this gift of our Heavenly Father, His Son Jesus. By doing this, each day we shall experience in our hearts the full joy of Christmas, and we can bring that joy to those around us. Christmas is not something that's of the past or just of one day of the year. It's a gift of divine joy which comes to us from God and is for you. God bless you.